quantifying the redshift space distortion of the bispectrum 3, detection prospects of the multiple moments, by Arindam Mazumdar et al. The redshift space anisotropy of the bispectrum is generally quantified using multiple moments. The possibility of measuring these multiples in any survey depends on the level of statistical fluctuations. We present a formalism to compute the statistical fluctuations in the measurement of bispectrum multiples for galaxy surveys. We consider specifications of a Euclid-like galaxy survey and present two quantities, the signal-to-noise ratio, SNR, which quantifies the detectability of a multiple, and the rank correlation which quantifies the correlation in measurement errors between any two multiples. Based on SNR values, we find that Euclid can potentially measure the bispectrum multiples up to L equals 4 across various triangle shapes, formed by the 3K vectors in Fourier space. In general, SNR is maximum for the linear triangles. SNR values also depend on the scales and redshifts of observation. While L is less than or equal to 2 multiples can be measured with SNR greater than 5 even at linear, quasi-linear, K is less than or equal to 0.1 MPC1, scales, for L greater than 2 multiples, we require to go to small scales or need to increase bin sizes. For most multiple pairs, the errors are only weakly correlated across much of the triangle shapes barring a few in the vicinity of squeezed and stretched triangles. This makes it possible to combine the measurements of different multiples to increase the effective SNR. This was quantifying the redshift space distortion of the bispectrum 3, detection prospects of the multiple moments, by Arindam Mazumdar et al.